The Sphinx Organization, based in Detroit, aims to bring string instruments and music programs to underprivileged students of color in the urban areas of Detroit and Flint. A couple of weeks ago, the president and artistic director of Sphinx, Afa Dworkin, went with a few of their students to a special performance in Washington, D.C. They played for Michelle Obama in the White House. Current State's Jamie Paisley has more.
The Sphinx Organization and Afa Dworkin were one of about a dozen arts-based education providers to win a NAHAP.
National Arts and Humanities Award in Youth Programming. There are typically anywhere between 12 and 15 exceptional organizations around the country that receive the award. And in some cases, like fortunately in ours, we had the opportunity to have a student group also perform in front of an audience and also kind of as a tribute to the leadership that Mrs. Obama has had with this group. And the program recognizes exceptional effort for organizations that are doing creative youth programming through the performing arts. So we've had peers from everywhere, all around the country, including an organization that does dance training for young people in Cuba. So we're very, very fortunate and honored to be part of such an amazing group. And of course, the absolute crowning achievement of the whole thing was the opportunity for the young people, our perfect fourth quartet of 12 and 13-year-olds, to perform.
Wow. All right. Drop the mic. You could tell they were serious, right? They came up, they took their time, they tuned their instruments. You were playing with the bottom of your thing. And wow. This is why we do what we do. Because if anybody were to walk past these kids on the street, they would make assumptions about what they could do and who they could be. And we do that all the time. You guys are phenomenal. And you're very cute, too.
We were recognized for our work throughout our educational programming. Our year-round effort, that is our largest by far in terms of educational efforts, is Overture Program. And Overture essentially places string instruments in the hands of young people for the first time, focusing on Flint and Detroit, Michigan. We go into schools that don't have any performing arts programming and certainly no music programming, and we engage in weekly group lessons and some subsidized private lessons as well with young people ages approximately between 8 and 10. It's a very rewarding program in that we see the transformation within a kid kind of from the very beginning of holding an instrument and kind of exploring what that feels like to making the first sound and then being able to perform and actually feel like it's an instrument of expression, of self-affirmation, and something that they can really feel proud of. It brings so much more than the actual experience of playing the violin. It gives them a sense of connection, a vehicle for expression, but also this amazing kind of concept of camaraderie and team-based learning when they're surrounded by kids just like them who have found a common way to express themselves.
And if we don't invest in them as a nation, regardless of where they come from or what color they are, if we don't invest in them, we lose. Imagine this talent bottled up in these kids, unexplored, uninvested. There are millions of kids like this in this country who do not have the resources to become everything that they could be. And shame on us if we can't do this better. But fortunately, these programs are doing the job that sometimes the bigger society fails to do.
That was First Lady Michelle Obama speaking at a presentation of the National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Awards a couple of weeks ago. Afa Dworkin is president and artistic director of the Sphinx Organization, one of the honorees of that award. The group serves underprivileged students of color in Detroit and in Flint, and were selected to fly a few students to the White House and perform for Mrs. Obama at that awards ceremony. Now, off of that award to Sphinx also comes with something other than the wonderful opportunity for the students to play for the First Lady, right?
Sure. It does come with a grant of $10,000, and it's directed toward educational programming. So it kind of, the way that this works is that all of Sphinx's educational programs are tuition-free. They are of no cost to any of the participants. So essentially, we turn around any of the grant dollars that we're able to raise and direct them specifically towards scholarships and, you know, teaching artists fees and their instruments, because what we do through Orature is we provide instruments free of charge to all of the participants, and they actually get to keep their instruments post their participation as long as they've kind of shown dedication and commitment to the program by attending and participating actively. So that grant dollars were turned right around to Orature and directed toward sustaining it, really, frankly, throughout the academic year.
Now, Afa, the Sphinx organization was founded back in 1998, which is to say that you're coming up on 20 years of providing free instruments and lessons to the children of Flint and Detroit. I assume you have a way that you're celebrating that milestone.
Absolutely. So the 20th, we celebrated in February of 2017. That's when we actually formally turned 20. And we're very excited because we're going to have a large global convening that we're calling Sphinx Connect, whose purpose is to basically bring together not only a large number of kind of excellent musicians of color, but also leaders in the area of arts administration and performing arts who very much are invested in issues of inclusion and diversity. And within that group, we're going to have approximately 250 of our own alumni returning back. They'll engage in performances, clinics, workshops, roundtables, TED Talks, and just all around a week of celebration.
And for those that are interested in the Sphinx organization's outreach to students or maybe supporting the strings program themselves, they can do that online at sphinxmusic.org?
They would go on our website, and there is one of the kind of more prominent ways is ways to give, and it's on the homepage as well as there are a number of tabs. And if they were to go onto the Orature tab under what we do, they'll be able to see a very easy way to contribute. And we have kind of a variety of different anniversary-related online giving programs as well, which are about to be unfolded. So it's certainly a great time to get involved and support our biggest milestone to date.
Now, for the rest of us, you know, it may not be the White House, as the Perfect Fourth Quartet got to do a couple of weeks ago, but do you provide opportunities for the public at large to see and to hear the Sphinx students themselves?
For anyone particularly in Michigan, we'd love to invite everyone to our finals concert, which is on February 12th at 2 p.m., and it takes place at the Max Marjorie Fisher Center at the home of Detroit Symphony Orchestra, a longtime partner of the Sphinx organization. But it is a 2 p.m. concert. It is absolutely kind of the ultimate culmination of our celebration, where we did get a chance to hear not only young people that are competing for final placement with the Sphinx competition, but also the Sphinx Symphony, which is our professional orchestra that comes in to mentor and perform with the young artists. So it's always very festive and extremely exciting. There's an opportunity to actually vote for their own winner for the Sphinx competition as audience members and text their results. So it's always a wonderful experience. It's on a Sunday afternoon, so you could kind of still have the evening with the family, as it were. But to get tickets for that as well, to just go on our website, and there's information right on the homepage.
We've been speaking with Afa Dworkin, President and Artistic Director of the Sphinx Organization. Online, it's sphinxmusic.org, about the National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Awards and bringing a few Sphinx students to Washington, where they performed for the First Lady, Michelle Obama. Afa, thanks for speaking with us, and congratulations.
Thanks so much. Take care.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley. Thank you.